South Sudan's Ministry of Finance and Planning, the Bank of South Sudan, and the government of South Sudan reached agreements with the IMF to spend the money according to the 2011 Public Financial Management and Accountability Act, the Civil Service Act, and a 2020 IMF Letter of Intent. Auditor General Wundo tells South Sudan in Focus today that the compliance audit his office conducted shows that most of the loan was used according to South Sudan laws and IMF requirements, but some of the money was diverted to accounts of individuals.
Whereas some of the money was advanced and paid out to government employees, there were other monies which were spent in a way in which the Auditor General was not satisfied with the explanation. So you cannot put a figure on it, but we are saying that we know for sure that about 2 million, in the region of $2 million, were used. Explanations were not satisfactory.
A September 9, 2021 National Audit Chamber statement signed by Auditor General Stephen Wundo indicates the government also failed to provide supporting documentation for payments totaling more than $468,000. Wundo also said, quote, rapid credit facility funds amounting to $3.8 million were utilized to finance state conditional loans, contrary to the agreement. Wundo also states that a payment was made to non-salary creditors amounting to $532,664, along with more than $3.5 million, which the government failed to provide sufficient information regarding their identities and postings of recipients. Deputy Finance and Planning Minister Agok Makurkur says the IMF loan was used transparently.
The first installment money we get is 52 million. Yes, and then after we given a full report about these 52, how we use it, then the IMF is convened and then given again 174. After also we use the second payment of 174, then IMF come with 350 something. So all this money is used through a transparency and full report given to IMF. Concerning the arrears, yes, we pay for arrears. Any money come from the IMF according to IMF directives. We given for a certain payment concerning the arrears. If there is any money given to individual, I don't know about this money.
Wundo says if the Ministry of Finance or any other ministries fail out of compliance with the agreement, they should admit doing so and strive to improve in the future.
I would be surprised if the ministry indulged itself into disputing the language of the Auditor General. The fact that we are not satisfied with some of the transactions does not mean that the IMF would break relationship with the government of South Sudan. What we are trying to say is that we should do better in future. That is the whole idea of audit.
Wundo is urging the government to improve its mechanism for paying employees, saying he believes money is being wasted on claimants who do not deserve it, including ghost workers.
In the modern world, the solution is, one, issue biometric certifications to all government employees, if not to all citizens. It is a security matter. Two, pay government employees through the commercial bank systems, where they would have to show their identification. Digitize the payrolls. The days of manual bookkeeping are behind us, and there are a lot of loopholes that can be exploited.
Wundo says the government can also seek assistance from the international community when necessary. For VOA News, I am Onan Walter Solomon in Juba.